Hello to all listeners. I'm your host, Ravi Hernandez, aka Royves. And in this show, Royves and Artists, I speak to mainstream artists, underground artists, and creatives about their latest music releases. Plus, we learn how music through history influences new music and the experimentation of creating different music for the future. It's the last night of shows for 2025 here at Hyde FM, and for the next hour, you will hear from underground artists here from the Bay, as my goal is to bring their music to more ears. This month's theme is one of my favorite genres, R&B and soul. The guests tonight are not only singers, but musicians and self-learned producers. And this year, they prioritize releasing as much music as they can. Let's listen to the first song from our first guest, Henick Jean Baptiste, artistically known as O3.
I came in to lie to you, but you got me falling deeper. And I can't really go inside with you. Tell me what you wanna see, love. That way, I'll be with you, my babe. We'll go wherever, babe. Cause baby, I just wanna feel love. Cause enough, and I need you to feel I'm feeling love. And I look at your body, I need your love. Tell me, baby, we can't go. Cause you're back to the bottom. And I'll be there when you sad and you need some. And all you need is some time with a real one. Cause I just want you, baby. Got me going crazy. If I say the right words, will you give me your heart? Cause I want it, my love. Falling for you, hey love, I'm falling for you. If I give you my heart, we fall in love. Tell me, baby, is it just for me? Cause baby, I need love. And you looking like you're too lonely. And I can see that you need some. Baby, stay tonight. We can go wherever. That's not a way we meet. 50, yeah, the ocean breeze. If baby was naked, our dog would be so amazing. I know I need you, baby. Our dog to talk to, break it, we amazing. But baby, that's us if we can make it. Just call me the baby. Just call me. Say the right words, will you give me your heart? Cause I want it, my love. Cause I'm falling for you. Hey, love, I'm falling for you. If I give you my heart, will you fall in love? If I say the right words, will you give me your heart? Cause I want it, my love. Cause I'm falling for you.
That track is titled Fall in Love, the latest song by O3 released 2 weeks ago. O3, thank you for coming.
I appreciate you for having me.
Before we dive into your music, I would like to quickly share to the listeners who you are and what got you into music. You are 26 years old, born on the East Coast, but raised in the Bay from Marin to Vallejo. Your R&B artist inspirations are Chris Brown, Party Next Door, and The Dream, to name a few. You come from a family of musicians and learn to play instruments including drums, piano, guitar, and more. You've been making music since middle school, and through trial and error, you've learned to produce music and taught yourself how to use many music editing softwares. Now, you and I come from the same generation. You were born in 99, and I was born in 98, and we've seen how social media, specifically used for music, has changed, especially within the last decade. In our time, if you wanted to showcase your musical talent to the world, you would post a video on YouTube and be lucky if an artist saw your video, or at least if Ellen DeGeneres saw it and asked you to be on her show. Or you go to America's Got Talent or The Voice, which are shows that still exist. But now teens may have it slightly easier with TikTok, as they post just a video and anyone can see it. It goes viral, and a producer or anyone in the music industry can come across it and send you a DM. Because it just appears on your For You page without needing to search for it like YouTube. I found you on TikTok, and that's why you're here with me tonight. How does TikTok help you in promoting and sharing your music? And do you think if TikTok existed the way it does now, not as musically a decade ago, you would have gained popularity faster? Or what milestones in your early career might have happened faster with TikTok as a tool?
Well, I would say first of all, TikTok has been probably the best tool that's ever come across me as an artist and multiple artists that I've seen. At first, I was very skeptical of it. Then I started seeing a lot of music off of TikTok started, you know, coming on my playlist, and I didn't know where they were coming from, so I figured it out. And I realized TikTok was a really good tool. So one thing I really learned from TikTok in general was discovery. Without TikTok, I don't feel like we would have been able to been discovered by other people, you know, from, you know, say Japan, you know, or Australia. I had a song blow up on TikTok and it reached the Philippines and Japan, and I got a lot of people to talk to me, and it's very cool. So yeah.
How do you feel social media, especially TikTok, has changed what it means to grow as an artist?
Every day I think how before it used to be all up to the label, and don't get me wrong, the label still I think is a major help in artists' journey nowadays. But TikTok has made it so that the artist can take, you know, I guess, accountability for their journey and showcase what they have, you know, and that's in my opinion what's you know, changing the game with TikTok again.
Now, the song we just listened to is definitely the song you play when you start getting to know someone and you start catching feelings. Mm-hmm. But there's always that fear, as you say in the lyrics, of whether or not you're saying the right things and how to move forward in a situation like this.
Yeah.
I know for myself, one of the genres I go straight to when I'm in a passionate feeling is R&B. Some say instead of rhythm and blues, it essentially stands for romance and blues. Why do you believe R&B will always be associated with romance, or of course heartache, in general the feeling of passion and connection?
Growing up, I've always never had a way of being able to put my feelings like from my head to mouth. I don't know how to explain it in a lyrical sense. I guess that's why music, I guess, has been my outlet. And every time I've gone through a situation, love wise or, you know, heartache, and, you know, some R&B comes on, it's just like it can tell me and make me feel exactly the way I wanted to say but couldn't express. And now I'm able to sit there, and the song is just expressing everything for me, you know. And I'm sitting there just like floating, and like, you know, being able to just, you know, be in the moment, I guess. Yeah.
Now, quickly, for those that don't know, R&B originated from African American communities in the 1940s, and throughout the decades has shifted its meaning. Gospel music is a root of R&B, so it makes sense that strong emotions like love would fit in well with this emotive earnestness. It involves soul and funk, and what we know as contemporary R&B involves elements of pop, disco, hip-hop, and even electronic. O3, as an African-American yourself and doing this type of music and also having experience playing and listening to gospel-like music in your youth, how do you know this genre, or how did you know this genre reflected you or best expressed who you are? And why did you choose to predominantly do R&B music when you could have chosen to make music in any genre?
I don't feel there was any place I could have been more vulnerable. I know rap is a very, very vulnerable place, but it's also very, I don't want to put too many words on it because rap is, it has so many emotions as well. But R&B is a different type of emotions, and it has to do with love, has to do with heartbreak, you know? And you can also switch it and make it about a situation where you're going through something and you're wanting something to happen, but it's not happening, you know? Or being triumphant, you know, winning something. But all those emotions, again, can only, for me, growing up was always expressed through R&B. I've always had that one song, you know, like listening to 112 in the car, listening to Chris Brown, Excuse Me, Miss, you know, and like seeing that one girl I had a crush on and feeling like I could turn that on and start dancing, you know, it's just, yeah, it embodied me.
And what responsibility, if any, do you feel as an R&B artist carrying on a genre with deep African-American historical roots?
I feel a very deep, you know, thrive to do something different. But at the same time, I already know that there are so many great artists that are doing so much right now. And again, like, I'm only just like a penny, but at the same time, I'm giving my 2 cents, you know what I'm saying? And I can only do that because I appreciate the genre so much, you know, and what it's done for me as an African-American and everyone else too, who loves R&B, you know, and wherever they come from and however they can relate to it.
Let's listen to another one of your recent releases, which is my personal favorite. Let's go. That song is titled Ooh, spelled O-U-U. I love how you played around with sound in this one, like the sound of a car accelerating. The track is definitely catchy and feels like the Bay. It reminds me of Kari's music, definitely more contemporary R&B. So O3, Billboard mentioned that, quote, R&B didn't just survive in 2025, it surged. end quote. Therefore, R&B had a lot to celebrate this year. Also, it felt like early 2000s R&B made a huge comeback as well. I know I heard lots of R&B on the radio with songs like Folded by Kehlani, and many R&B artists released albums this year, including Giveon, The Weeknd, Summer Walker, Party Next Door, Miguel, Genevieve, and Kari, just to name a few. What do you predict of R&B in 2026 and the next 5 years?
First of all, I do want to say thank you for comparing me to Kari. That's very, I say hi, because I love what he's doing for the city, and I could only appreciate what great artists do in general. But as an R&B artist, I see so much change in the way sound is being developed and the way people are learning instruments. And again, with AI coming into the game and how all these kids, some of these kids don't even know how to play music, you know, so they're coming at it from a different angle. So I can only see R&B changing in a way where it's just different, you know what I mean? It has different sounds and not everything is, you know, the same, I can say.
Also, according to Billboard, the top 10 hot R&B songs of 2025 are Timeless by The Weeknd, Mutt by Leon Thomas, 30 for 30 by SZA, Cry for Me by The Weeknd, wow. Burning Blue by Mariah the Scientist, Somebody Loves Me by Party Next Door, Like Him by Tyler the Creator, Heart of a Woman by Summer Walker, Residuals by Chris Brown, and Folded by our very own Kehlani, all in that order. Were any of these songs on repeat for you this year?
Jeez. For sure, Party. And Folded, I'm not going to lie. Folded definitely had a hold on me. Just the whole meaning of the song. I was going through a situation just about the same where I was just leaving the door open, you know, waiting for that same response, you know what I'm saying? And it listening to that song, again, explained everything I couldn't even say verbally, you know? So I think that song is probably top this year for me.
And quickly, just would you agree with mostly the songs on this list?
Yeah, to be honest, I'm not gonna lie. I have high regards for every artist. Chris Brown is doing his thing. The Weeknd, I love The Weeknd and everything he does musically.
Yes, yes.
You know, lyrically and production wise, I love the amount of quality they're putting into the work. You know, yeah.
I agree with you. I am a big fan of The Weeknd, so that's definitely been... Timeless was definitely something I was repeating this year.
Yeah.
So let's move on to the next song, which you actually named Move. Let's hear.
Yeah, yeah, baby girl, don't mean no tough. Yeah, you talking like you stole my heart. Baby, we can bottle it up. That's some more. That's some more. That's some more. Baby girl, let me steal your heart. That's some more. Baby, won't you come and ride with me? So fine, you looking real bad to me. Sometimes I really wanna. Cause I just saw you would just be blinding me, so. Cause girl, you really eyes out the door. You telling me on that you wanna be dancing. Just tell me, baby, I could be on. As tired as you are, I'll be dancing. I can we can go change the weather. Tell me what you wanna do, baby. Or I can stay here. Don't you sway away, baby, I'm so afraid. Yeah, 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 baby girl, don't mean no touch. Yeah, you talking like you stole my heart. Baby, we can follow it up. That's some more. That's some more. That's some more. Baby girl, let me steal your heart. That's some she won't buy. I see you in the light. I need you on mine. I've been thinking about time. It's gonna be a long ride. And we can get it right. We gonna be
on my side. I've been, baby girl, you need to find me. Can we start? I need to be in the right place. I be thinking like I don't talk in my likeness. That just mean you gotta talk to me right quick. Oh, girl, you riding in the Rover. I really wanna phone her, depending on that. She tell me what you want, and we really gon' talk. I'm thinking about you all day, baby, nonstop. I'm thinking about your body, baby. It's calling. Yeah, you talking like you're so much. Baby, we can bottle it up. That's some more. That's some more. That's some more. Baby girl, let me steal your heart. That's some
As a violinist, my ear automatically notices a string, so I love and appreciate how you included that. And I also notice a similar beat and theme as in Fall in Love. As someone who plays around with beats, discuss the process to the listener. And I know you've used AI as a tool mainly for beats and mixing, but never for writing lyrics or as vocals.
Yeah, no.
If any AI was used in this song, explain that, or just in general, explain how you use AI in your songs.
So my process is very, I would say, something I've created up in my head. I've always listened to music and I've always listened to movies. And there's always been that thing where I'm like, oh, I wish I could take that little piece or chords from that spot or that song and make my own version of it. So that's where it kind of started for me. So with this song, I kind of took the chords from, I sampled the chords. These are actually spice chords. I sampled the chords, and I used an audio to MIDI that uses AI to transcribe the MIDI and tell you, you know, what's the main chord progression and the bass line. And so from there, I kind of take it and use my my music knowledge to make the chords and then kind of play it from there. And so I learn the chords, I start playing them on the piano as well, and then I do my leads, and then I kind of build from there. Also, too, with mixing as well, there's not a lot of AI tools that I use nowadays, but with plugins, Waves has developed like AI EQing, and so I use that, and Soothe as well uses an AI model for side chaining and stuff like that. So yeah, that's pretty much it when it comes to AI stuff.
And with all this, you're going to continue to like experiment and play around further as it advances.
Yes, I actually want to see how far it can go. I know Sunos came out. Actually, King Zay, he's an artist from Seattle. He came out here to do a Vallejo show with us, and he showed me how he was using Suno and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And so I was just kind of interested because I never touched it. It's really cool how, you know, they're able to go from voice to instruments, you know, like that.
If you didn't know, R&B AI artist Xenia Monet last month became the first time an AI artist has made an appearance on Billboard's radio chart with songs like How Was I Supposed to Know? Mm-hmm. Talisa Jones, the 31-year-old creator of this AI-generated artist, signed a $3 million record deal. She's in a singer, but does write the lyrics herself. So she uses an AI-generated platform like Suno to essentially put it together. What are your thoughts on this?
Again, like I was saying, like, I have nothing against it. I know there's a huge divide in artistry versus musicians who have, and me, myself, I'm a musician, so I understand how much time it takes to learn an instrument, to take that time to like craft a song. It's not easy to put in the work and put in the hours to learn your instrument and see somebody just come out of the woodworks and just make something with a computer. And I get it. It's not a good feeling. But at the same time, I can only respect it from an artist standpoint because it is art, but they're using their instrument, which is, I guess, Suno, you know?
one more song here. So since it is the holiday season and in the spirit, let's play one of your songs called Holiday that you released back in December of 2021.
Yes.
Call away, I don't know if you far away. We can go, baby, and fall away. I can be your call, let me call today. Let me call today and be your holiday. I just wanna see if you were call away. Yeah, tell me how you feel, we could ball away. Tell me how you want it, it's a holiday. It's a holiday.
Where we going to? I see emotions, trying to wash away, trying to get it through. What you saying? Trying to build up, what you trying to do? Feel the vibe, feel it right, cause I just wanted you. I just wanted you. So where we going?
Call away, I don't know if you far away. We can go, baby. I can be your call, let me call today. Let me call today and be your
one night and one day is all I need with you. Just call me and we can vacate for a weekend. I just need you present for the season. This up inside and tell your homies I'll be leaving. And I know you were far from me. I get my all to you while you working hard for me. Spend your day off for me. Right where you're supposed to be, yeah.
Call away, I don't know if you fall away. We can go, baby, and fall away. I can be your call, let me call today. Let me call today and be your holiday. I just wanna see if you were call away. Yeah, tell me how you feel, we could ball away. Tell me how you want it, it's a holiday.
That song features artist Your Boy Nilo, who is another Bay Area underground artist, and you've collaborated with him in several songs.
Yes.
How do you choose the artists or creatives you collaborate with, and do you feel collaboration is essential for survival in the underground R&B scene? Why or why not?
To be honest, how I really choose people that I work with, I've never really thought about it, but the way I met Niall back 2020, I worked on, no, I believe 20, yeah, 2020, I worked on set of 13 Reasons Why, and he was a extra, and he was playing some Travis Scott, you know, and I love Travis Scott, so we connected on that basis, and so we started talking about music, and the way he started talking about music, and the way I started talking about music, I was like, I didn't think someone would care about music the way I cared about music. Because sometimes I talk my friend's ear off and they're like, oh yeah, I get you. You know what I mean? But this time it was a little different. And then he told me he recorded music. And so I was just like, you know what? Come to my studio. Because at the time I had a studio in Oakland and I had to set up. And I was just like, come over and let's do something. And we did. We ended up recording something at an Airbnb. And then from there it was just, you know, yeah, just to the moon. But in general, I would just say, as long as the relationship is there with, you know, music, and if the artist that I'm gonna work with loves music as I love music, and I could feel that, then yeah, I think that's how I kind of go about it. Yeah.
And just quickly, can you also share a moment when working with an underground artist pushed your creativity to a new level?
In general, working with Niall, I worked with many artists, but to be honest, working with Niall, he's doing something I feel like is very different in the city. He's straight up trap, you know, but very musical, you know. He loves Mike Dean and stuff like that. So when working with him, it came to a point where it felt like I was working with Kanye, you know what I mean? And it was like he was doing all these different ideas and sampling and like switching chords and like doing B switches, and I'm just like, you know. And it's different because he's not using any instruments. He's just using straight synths and, you know, digital. And, again, that's where I feel like now in the future, like, there's this lane for just straight-up digital music, you know? And,
yeah, he's definitely taught me how to like stray away from like just instruments and like mixing the two, you know.
As the Weeknd fans, we definitely love Mike Dean. Lastly, you've opened for artists like Nueve Leo. For those who don't know, Nueve Leo is a rising Filipino American rapper from SoCal who has gained a huge momentum in just 2 years. Quickly share what that experience was like and who's a dream Bay Area artist you hope to open for one day.
That experience, all in all, was kind of crazy, I'm not going to lie. Shout out to my boy, DJ KB, who put the event all together. He's probably one of the people who's kind of building infrastructure in Vallejo with shows and stuff like that. And he was he had the idea to bring out Nueve Leo. And he told me about it, and he was like, yeah, I want you to open. I really like what you're doing, and I believe in you. And so he put me on the lineup, and it was a full house. It was really cool. The energy was crazy. Me and Niall performed together. We did So I, and the energy people, you know, was giving back to us. It was nuts. You know, we were jumping on the stage, and then when Nueve came out, even more crazier. Everyone had their lights out. Shout out to Nueve. He was a cool cat. You know what I mean? We hung out after, you know, chopped it up a little bit. Yeah, definitely raising up people in the city, you know, artists from the city for sure.
And your dream Bay Area artist you hope to open for one day?
In general, I'm not gonna lie, I was talking to KB about this earlier. It would probably be between Kehlani and LaRussell, you know? Because I was like, I could probably balance Kehlani out with, you know, a little bit, you know, because I know she's so good with her R&B, but I could come in with a different R&B. Or I can, you know, open up for LaRussell and do something different, you know? Because I love what he's doing in the backyard, and yeah, really tapped in.
Both great artists. Well, thank you for your time, O3. I appreciate you coming here despite the rain. And make sure to go stream O3's recent release, Fall in Love, and the rest of his music catalog available on Spotify and Apple Music. Any last words?
I just want to thank you and appreciate you for having me. Thank you for all the fans in general who are listening to the music and who are tuned in to Hyde FM. And yeah, thank you for having me.
Our next guest has also played instruments from a young age and also produces their own music. Their style is more alternative R&B and soulful music. Her name is Maya Unagi. Here's a song from her debut EP.
Over the years, picked up some words from the wise. Wish you'd see yourself through my eyes. I promise that you'll find your way in time. Let the cards fall as they may. I know it's hard to get by when you know you're fighting the tide. I know that you have what it takes to ride the and fear, searching for greener pastures. You're starving for answers. If you listen close, you'll hear whispers in the breeze. When you hear a distant
That track is called Stumbling from her debut EP titled Pieces. Maya Unagi, I appreciate you making time and being here on a short notice.
Thank you so much for having me.
You were born and raised in the South Bay. Your mother is from Sri Lanka and your father from India. From a young age, you've been playing instruments, including the piano and the bass clarinet. Some of your R&B artist inspirations are Jhené Aiko, Erykah Badu, and D'Angelo. After graduating high school, you went on to college to study biochemistry. However, after graduating and working in the area for a few years, you took a 360-degree turn and decided to pursue music completely. I know there are many people who have been in similar situations as you and giving up a career they studied, spending years and money, but eventually yearning to follow a passion for music. Did you struggle with letting go of the quote-unquote scientist identity? And what advice would you give someone afraid to leave a stable career for their passion of music completely, especially any financial tips?
That's a great question. I would say, yeah, you know, it was definitely bittersweet hanging up the lab coat and releasing that chapter of my life. But I will say that there are, you know, attributes of that life that I will carry with me forever, right? Like the ability to think critically and analytically, having a certain literacy to be able to kind of parse out fact from fiction, especially in this age of like just mass misinformation. And so, yeah, I mean, it was definitely not an easy transition, but I'm glad that I took the leap. And I think, you know, obviously with any decision like that, there are certain, you know, there's a certain residual regret or like a what if. And I think that's going to be true for any sort of divergence like that. But yeah, all in all, I'm glad that I decided to give it a try. I will say, in terms of advice and financial advice, perhaps I'm not the best person to ask that question. But, you know, I've had to hold down a variety of just, you know, odd jobs to kind of support myself, and I'm very fortunate that I get to I can live at home and save money in that way. But I would say just be prepared to sort of operate like a small business owner, because at the end of the day, if you want to make this a career, you do have to sort of think that way and be prepared for that.
Getting back to the song we just heard, Stumbling, is a love letter to your younger self about figuring out who you are, trusting the process, and appreciating your growth. I love the song, and I know I can relate so much with the lyrics. You love composing, and I could immediately notice that by the instrumentation, and I notice you truly appreciate making music because it's all raw. Now, we are both band and orchestra geeks, so we know music theory, and whether we enjoyed learning it or not, now we can say we appreciate that because our ears notice these things, and I would say anyone that works in music should learn music theory. I know you teach piano now too, so why is it important if you're interested in music as a vocalist, instrumentalist, producer, and even a DJ to learn at least basic music theory? Doesn't even have to be jazz theory, but would you agree basic music theory is essential, especially with the way music is moving forward with AI?
I would say that I don't think it's necessarily a prerequisite to make music, but I only think that it can help, especially when it comes to working with other musicians, because it is sort of a shared language, right? I'm able to say, hey, I want this, you know, whatever, dominant seventh chord in this inversion, and they can play it. But no, that said, when I'm writing my music by myself, when I'm in my room, I'm really not thinking about it super technically. I just kind of use my ear and I'm like, do I like the way this sounds or do I not like the way this sounds? But I will say though, I think that having that understanding, just, you know, that being able to speak that language does, as you said, help you appreciate the music that you hear around you. And I think especially to your point about AI in the music creation process these days, I think that if everybody is using AI to generate their music, there is going to be a sort of sameness and stale character to the music generated solely with those tools. And another thing is that if you are using AI, it's like you're kind of gambling. Like, am I going to get something that I like? Maybe. But if you are able to sort of understand theory and just, you know, certain musical knowledge, you'll be able to envision something in your head or hear it and play it exactly the way you want to. So I'm a huge proponent for music education.
Let's listen to another track from the EP, which is actually the first single you released before releasing the entire EP. And that song is called Fool's Gold.
Is this your true color, or a coat of paint? Are you undercover? Did I wake up too late?
You share that this song is about someone doing you wrong and wanting relationship benefits without commitment, and that the name was inspired by Amy Winehouse's Fool Gold and Jill Scott's Fool Gold. You've also shared that this song has 6 instruments in it, which I'm guessing are the drums, bass, guitar, keyboard, trumpet, and violin. Is there an instrument that you want in your future songs that you have still not incorporated? And also, what's an instrument you wish you could play?
Great question. I think one instrument that comes to mind is a sitar, or like an electric sitar, because I feel like it's all on all those like 70s soul records, or a theremin. I love how spooky that instrument sounds. And then an instrument that I wish I could play, probably bass, because I love writing bass lines, but I always have to play like key bass, and it's just not really the same.
Cool. So this is a clear example of a quote I recently saw that says, quote, "Hurt an artist and you become their art. So think twice before you hurt an artist, because your damage doesn't disappear. It lives on in something eternal," end quote. Any thoughts on that quote? Just no.
I mean, it's true. I would say, you know, there's always going to be some sort of record of what you do to an artist.
There you go. With that, let's listen to one more song from the EP called Mirage.
I've been so riddled with contradiction. Are these musings fact or fiction? Is my mind playing tricks on me again?
Oh, again.
I've been too focused on tomorrow.
sorrow and I can't find my memory at all. Sharp but hazy, bright but lazy, still but wavy. I've been light but weighty. All this to say that it's a little. Surrender to the present and be here right now. Who is that stranger in the mirror? Wipe it down. Reflection isn't clear. I can't recognize that woman staring back at me.
This song is where your instrument, the bass clarinet, gets to shine, which I think is awesome because we don't hear the bass clarinet regularly, let alone on its own. You have a unique singing voice, very majestic, and I know every woman can relate to this song with lyrics, quote, "Who is that stranger in the mirror? Reflection isn't clear. Can't recognize that woman staring back at me. All of this waiting and refraining, holding back, faking it is draining. Don't want to hide. All that I want is to be free," end quote. What does being free mean to you in this song?
I think it means a lot of things in this song. For one, freedom of expression, just, you know, being able to say what I feel, to be able to dress the way I want. You know, sometimes if I need to go off on someone, I want the freedom to do that without consequence. Like, that's one. Another major sort of form of freedom would be freedom from self-doubt. And that's, in the context of this song, like, that's largely what it's about. It's just, you know, feeling not tied down by your own sort of the voices in your head. I think also women, especially women of color in this political climate, are just so heavily policed that it almost feels like you're damned if you do or you're damned if you don't. So yeah, there's a lot of freedom.
I enjoy hearing the bass clarinet, and in the holiday spirit, I know that bass clarinet can be heard in Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy and Sleigh Ride. What's a holiday song you enjoy playing with the bass clarinet?
Honestly, it would probably be that song, just because there isn't a ton of repertoire that like really highlights the bass clarinet, but I would have to say that, I think.
There are a total of 5 songs on this EP, and the other 2 we didn't play are Balloon and Home. Let's transition to your first song released back in 2020 titled Deep Red.
You said that you knew. can't subdue. Did you cast a spell on me, boy? I can't get away from you. Got me inside out and tongue-tied at night. Down, 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 down. No, no, no. You've brought me to my knees. It's a bad religion.
First, I want to say I love the sounds of birds chirping on this track. And you actually recorded a video that can be seen on your YouTube channel of you singing the song alongside musicians for an NPR Tiny Desk contest submission back in 2022. Assuming your goal is to one day perform for a Tiny Desk concert, which I know will happen, how has your confidence grown as an artist? And overall, how have you grown musically in the last 5 years from when you released this track to now in 2025, releasing your first EP?
Yeah, so, wow, a lot has changed since then. For one, I have performed on some pretty big stages since I put that video out. Last year, I opened for this artist whose name is not pronounceable, but it's spelled like parentheses, 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 O, and then three closing parentheses. And then earlier this year, I also opened for Yaya Bey. And those shows really pushed me to grow, especially as a performer. And you know, when I started making music, I never really had formal singing training. I just kind of started singing for fun. And so one area that I've grown a lot in is as a vocalist. I started taking vocal lessons and really trying to like level up my technique in that way so that I could perform on stage, you know, with more confidence. Yeah, so I would say, I think those are the major areas of growth.
To end, it's time for a short segment I call Current Music Fact, where we discuss a news topic that's currently going on in the music industry. So Maya, Warner Music Group has signed a licensing deal with the artificial intelligence song generator Suno. After settling a copyright infringement lawsuit it launched against the service a year ago. As part of their agreement, Warner Music Group will allow users to generate AI-generated music on Suno using the voices, names, likeness, images, and compositions of artists who choose to opt into the service. Warner Music Group says participating artists will have, quote, full control over how their likeness and music are used, though it doesn't share how. The chief executive of Warner Music Group said that this landmark pact with Suno is a victory for the creative community that benefits everyone. With Suno rapidly scaling both in users and monetization, we've seized this opportunity to shape models that expand revenue and deliver new fan experiences. Mind you, Suno is creating about 7 million songs a day. Please share your opinion on this.
Frankly, I hate it. I'll just say that. I think, you know, artists already make so little. You know, I think a lot of people think that even major label talent, you know, has a lot of money, and that's just simply not the case. So this is just taking even more out of our pockets, which is not great, right? And also just kind of begs a larger question, who does this benefit? The only answer I can think of is major label executives who want to, you know, increase their bottom line. And also, like, why are we trying to automate human expression? Art, I think, really, the best art is informed by lived experience, and I don't think a machine can really recreate that in a meaningful way.
On the bright side, Our Heart Radio has recently pledged to never use AI-generated personalities or play AI music that features synthetic vocalists pretending to be human of any of its stations. This also accounts for podcasts and is all part of its guaranteed human program. We respect iHeartRadio for this. Lastly, to end, recommend to the listeners three R&B and soul albums that came out this year and or ones that you play the most this year that deserve recognition.
So I did come up with three ahead of time because I knew I would struggle with this question. Honestly, I've been listening to a lot of older music in the past year, but the three albums that came out this year, I would say K1, I forget the name of the album, but you know the album. And then Lifetime by Erica Decassier, I really enjoyed that one. And then the last one would be Through the Wall by Rochelle Jordan.
Perfect. Maya, thank you very much. Listeners, Maya is currently working on new music and hopes to release another EP next year, so look out for that. Thanks once again, Maya, and wishing you all the success. Listen to her entire debut EP, Pieces, available on all streaming platforms. That is it. Thanks for listening till the end. I'm Roy B. Hernandez. Happy holidays and a happy new year. Stay blessed and stay tuned for January's show discussing Latin music from underground Latin artists as we speak on the importance of Bad Bunny's performance for the Super Bowl. Remember to explore and seek new music at all times. Thank you.